Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
In our Thursday morning breakfast group, we have been spending time each week praying with and examining the lessons that will appear before us the next Sunday. So if you would like to join us at any time in the Thursday morning group, you are more than welcome. This week we spent some time thinking about Psalm 23, and one of the group members shared how much they love the depictions in art of Jesus as the Good Shepherd with the lamb laying across his shoulders. All of the representations I have ever seen of that image have a sort of beautiful, fluffy, white, clean sheep on Jesus' shoulders. But, you know, downstairs in Joy Mass, the children and I were just talking about what the state of a sheep might be if she had gone wandering off and had gotten lost and had a little bit of an adventure and maybe fallen down in some rocks. And the reality is she probably would have been pretty muddy with thorns and brambles in her fur, maybe a skinned knee or leg of some kind. So Jesus coming to us in this disheveled state that we can be in and lifting us up and putting us on his shoulders has a very different sense about it when we're a little bit more honest about the state of the sheep. It can be so difficult when we are lost and wandering or wounded and hurt and licking, nurturing a wound, to even know how to ask for the help of a shepherd. So to have this good shepherd who seeks us out, in the gospel according to Luke, we know that this is a good shepherd who will seek us even if there are 99 other sheep in the flock. He will come and find this one sheep, rest us on his shoulders and take us home, is exceptionally comforting. This idea of being picked up and carried when we're in need was particularly powerful to me this week as I was listening to an interview with Bruce Kramer on Krista Tippett's program on being. Dr. Kramer was the Dean of Education at St. Thomas University in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he was diagnosed with ALS, with Lou Gehrig's disease, when he was 54 years old. He describes this process of living with ALS through a blog that he kept and also in a new book that was just published a week after his death. It's called And We Know Where This Ends. Bruce Kramer gives the most beautiful meditations on how he was in various ways a lost sheep during the process of his illness. He says at one point it took him 5 years to die with the illness, which is quite a long time for somebody to live with ALS. But it gave him an incredible opportunity to do many things that he might not have been able to do. For example, he and his wife returned to Thailand, a country that they dearly loved together. And he said it was remarkable to be in a country that was so radically inaccessible to people with disabilities. There was no compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act in Thailand. And he said, unlike our country that tries to set up buildings and public spaces so that people can be fully self-sufficient and independent with any mobility impairments that they might have, when he was in Thailand, he said he was on a cane at that time, but probably should have at least been on a walker, if not in a wheelchair at that point. But he was clinging to every second that he had of his mobility. And so he was struggling through Thailand on a cane. He said the most amazing thing would happen. He would find himself getting out of a cab or beginning to try to walk someplace challenging for him. And always, out of nowhere, two guys would appear to help him. He said sometimes it was a police officer and a doorman. Other times it was a street vendor and somebody who just happened to be walking by. But they would see him struggling. They would see the difficulties that he was having. And even if he had to go up a flight of steps, they would just sort of scoop him up under his armpits and up they would go. It's so extraordinary to imagine being in a place where your needs are met before you even ask. When we contemplate Jesus as our good shepherd, I think it's particularly meaningful and important for us to remember that long before Jesus was our good shepherd, God was Jesus's good shepherd. This prayer would have been on Jesus's lips, giving thanks to his Father for the many ways that Jesus himself was cared for us all to recognize that our need as human beings to receive some tending and some loving, to be brought home when we've wandered and gotten a little bit lost and filthy and prickly, that this care has been available to us as human beings through all of history. Bruce Kramer spent so much time living with this illness that initially he, like all of us who face some difficult situation in our lives, initially he fought it. Our medical establishment is set up with that very metaphor, to fight cancer, to fight depression, to fight Lou Gehrig's disease. And as human beings, this is what we want, right? You want a physician who's going to be there to fight with you. But there comes a point with any difficulty that we live with in our lives that we begin to wonder if there is another way for us to walk in addition or maybe replacing the fight. Bruce Kramer describes the moment when he came to that point in his life. He said he had been reading the story of Job because he was feeling much like Job, yet another thing that he would have to grieve and let go of. And all of a sudden it occurred to him that the story of Job basically says a lot of stuff is going to happen in life. What are you going to do about it? What an extraordinarily transformative question that is. A lot of stuff is going to happen in life. How are we going to respond when we or our loved ones are faced with an illness? When somebody who you love lives with substance abuse or mental illness issues, and your life can feel so chaotic and out of control? When you face financial worries or the need to downsize your house or move away from a community that you love. When we begin to recognize those difficulties in our lives, those places of being lost and wandering, as these places that can bring us closest to our Lord, they become a different kind of experience for us. Bruce Kramer says that when he began to shift away from that fighting metaphor, when he began to see his Lou Gehrig's disease as one of the greatest teachers of his life, he began to connect more deeply to his humanity, to the place below his identity as professor, as well-educated man, as spouse, as friend, as U.S. citizen, as anything, where he connected so deeply with his heart and soul, with indeed the very presence of Christ in his life. He helped to nurture that experience in him by going to yoga classes. I absolutely marvel at the bravery of a man with Lou Gehrig's disease who can barely move, beginning a yoga practice And he started taking yoga with a man named Matthew Sanford, who some of you may know is a quadriplegic. He became paralyzed at the age of 13, and in his adult life became a yoga teacher. So to imagine Bruce Kramer with Lou Gehrig's disease and Matthew Sanford, a quadriplegic, in these yoga classes where each one is seeking to find their way home, to allow themselves to receive the care and the grace and the love of God by moving so subtly and gently. Bruce said sometimes he could simply move his shoulder a millimeter and he would burst into tears with gratitude and with sadness. As we begin to open ourselves to the care of our Good Shepherd, who wants to gently lay us across his shoulders, as we begin to feel these touches of healing grace in our lives, we have the opportunity to experience any difficulty that life brings to us as our greatest healer. Bruce Kramer said he came to find healing in the laughter of children, in the touch of his caregivers, in seeing the birds at his feeder in the morning. And he realized that healing was not about being released from Lou Gehrig's disease. It was about being given the strength to deal with the one thing that came next. I hope that as you contemplate those places in your life where you feel broken, alone, worried, or lost, you remember that it was indeed our Lord who first cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Fighting, make this cup pass from me. Psalm 22. Before he came to Psalm 23, and the ability to accept and fully embrace this extraordinary healing love that God wants to extend to each and every one of us. There's no magic bullet for that shift from fighting to acceptance. There's nothing that we can do except to profess as strongly as possible that the Lord is our shepherd, and all we need to do is turn and ask, heal me, Lord, carry me home, guide me in the paths of righteousness when the valley of the shadow of death feels full of evil. Here, Lord, we find your healing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.